Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving into something, well, maybe a bit unexpected. Wearing latex in summer.
Yeah, it definitely raises an eyebrow, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Latex and heat aren't exactly natural partners.
Exactly. But we think you might be surprised. We're pulling insights today from must-see tips for wearing latex in summer over at Latex247.
And our mission here isn't just, can you do it? It's more about how it works.
Right, the strategies, the science behind it almost, so you can actually enjoy it safely, comfortably, even when it's really hot out.
What's fascinating, I think, is how this specific challenge, latex in the heat, actually tells us a lot about, well, materials, how our bodies handle temperature, practical stuff like that.
So we're going to get beyond just the quick tips.
Yeah, give you a deeper understanding, get the key knowledge fast without, drowning in info.
All right, let's jump in. First up, strategic outfit choices. So the immediate thought might be impossible, but the source really hammers home this idea. Less is definitely more.
Absolutely, it's fundamental.
So lighter pieces, minimal coverage, better comfort, better ventilation. That's the core idea. Yeah.
Exactly. And digging a bit deeper, the reason thinner latex is key is down to its properties. It's basically non-porous.
Right. It doesn't breathe like cotton or linen.
Not at all. So it traps heat and moisture right next to your skin, which stops your body's main cooling trick, sweating and evaporation.
Ah, okay.
So less is more isn't just about looks. It's about maximizing any skin surface you can expose to help dissipate that heat naturally.
So designs with more open areas are
It's
better.
definitely key. Things like sleeveless tops, maybe an open back bodysuit, or designs with cutouts, even perforated latex.
Right?
Anything to let the skin breathe a bit.
Are there designers doing that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. The source mentions people like Sasha Louise, Rose Noir Designs, Shokushu Boutique. They do some amazing mesh and laser cut stuff that really embraces that idea of airflow.
Interesting. And it's not just about wearing only latex, is it? The versatility aspect was kind of surprising, like mixing it up.
That's a really smart approach, the source highlights. Combining latex pieces with, your regular clothes.
How so? Like, give me an example.
Okay, think maybe a latex bikini top or a tube top paired with denim jeans or cotton shorts or latex shorts with just a simple cotton tee.
Right, creating breathability zones almost.
Exactly. It mentions the shell bikini set from Libidex being good for, like, lounging. And Honor Clothing's crossover latex bra is something you can easily mix in.
Okay, what if you're going to be outside for longer?
Then it's more about layering strategically. Maybe latex pieces integrated with other more breathable fabrics. But the real key, the source stresses, is taking breaks.
Like actually taking layers off.
Yeah, letting your skin breathe, letting your body regulate itself. It's crucial if you're out for a while. And a neat little detail, Honor Clothing's boxer shorts are mentioned as a good alternative to swim trunks. Style and comfort.
Okay, this next part gets really interesting. Moving from the clothes to, well, to you, your body. We all know how fast you can overheat. What's the deal with latex and body temp?
This is super important because latex is, like we said, almost impermeable. Your sweat can't easily evaporate off your skin.
So you just get damp.
You get damp, and your body keeps trying harder to cool down, so you actually sweat more, but you don't get the cooling effect.
Oh, wow. Okay. A vicious cycle then.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Which is why staying hydrated is even more critical than usual when you're in latex. You've got to keep replacing those fluids, drink lots of water, constantly sip.
And the source mentioned something practical too, didn't it? About
Oh, yeah. Make sure your outfit has a suitable zip for, bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
Easy to forget, but vital.
Huh. Yeah, good point.
And also, maybe watch the alcohol intake. Alcohol dehydrates you anyway, which is the last thing you need when you're already in a heat-trapping situation.
Okay, internal hydration, check. But what about cooling down from the outside? Like quick fixes when you're feeling the heat build up.
Yeah, there's a great tip for that. Simple but effective. A small, wet face cloth.
Just a wet cloth.
Yep. You apply it to areas where blood vessels are close to the surface. Think your neck, behind your ears, wrists, maybe drape it over your shoulders.
And how does that help exactly?
Well, the dampness on your skin allows for evaporative cooling right there. As the water evaporates, it pulls heat away from your body. It's a rapid cool down.
Ah, makes sense.
Use really cold water, maybe even add ice to the cloth for an extra kick. It's good advice generally in hot weather, but especially useful with latex since your natural cooling is kind of hampered.
And I guess that works better with certain styles.
For sure. Styles that naturally have more skin exposed, like the source mentions Kirsten Vamp's one-piece high-waisted bikini or FBLD's Lara Bandeau top. Those exposed areas become prime spots for this cooling trick.
Right, okay. Now, while we're managing the heat's impact on us, we can't forget the latex itself, can we? It's an investment. Sunlight seems like it would be pretty harsh.
It really is. Direct sun is a big enemy of latex. It can cause discoloration, make it brittle over time, fade the color, even warp the shape.
Why is that? What does the sun actually do to it?
It's the UV radiation, mainly. Think of like an old rubber band left out in the sun. It gets brittle, snaps easily.
Yeah, okay.
UV rays basically break down the polymer chains within the latex. It's actual molecular damage. So protecting your gear is as important as protecting yourself.
So what are the strategies? Stay indoors.
Ideally, yeah. Especially in air conditioning. If you are outside, definitely seek shade whenever you can. Trees, awnings, buildings.
Like in a city, just cross the street to the shady side.
Exactly. Use the buildings and try to avoid being out during the absolute hottest part of the day, usually midday to early afternoon. That protects both you and the latex, whether it's, say, Ardor Latex's sport swimsuit or anything else.
That makes sense. And are there like products specifically for this to protect the latex from the sun?
Yeah, the source mentions one BLI's Perfect Shine High Gloss with UV protection.
Ah, so it's not just for shine.
Nope. It actually creates a barrier against those UV rays, helps prevent that breakdown, keeps it looking good, and makes it last longer. Definitely worth considering for summer wear.
Okay, so pulling this all together for day-to-day comfort when you're actually wearing it out and about, the main message seems to be listen to your body. Comfort is king.
Absolutely. It really stresses taking strategic breaks. If you can, actually take the outfit off for a bit at regular intervals.
Let your body reset.
Yeah, let your body and the latex recover. Like a runner needing water breaks, you need these pauses.
Yeah.
Or maybe mix and match different pieces through the day. Don't just wear one heavy outfit for hours on end.
Smart. What about the practicalities? Getting it on and off, that can be tricky anyway, but in the heat.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. The advice is to use talcum powder, or even better, a specific latex dressing aid, usually a silicone-based lubricant.
That helps it slide on.
It does, but it's more than that in summer. It creates this barrier between your skin and the latex that reduces friction, stops it feeling sticky as you sweat, minimizes chafing. Huge comfort difference.
Okay.
It also mentions the Hector sleeveless t-shirt from Affordable Latex as an example of something you can wear zipped or unzipped, giving you options for more airflow.
And for just quick relief, simple things.
Totally. Folding handheld fans are great, or those little mini portable battery-powered fans. Instant breeze. Cooling sprays or mists can help too.
Any other little tricks?
Yeah, one interesting physiological tip. Manage the heat coming off your head. If you've got long hair, wear it up. Get it off your face and neck.
Let's heat escape more easily.
Exactly. And stop sweat building up around your hairline and neck. Same reason to avoid heavy hats that trap heat.
Right. Okay. So the day's over. You've survived the heat and style. What happens next? Aftercare seems crucial.
Vital. Absolutely, since you have to clean it thoroughly afterward. Get all that sweat, body oils, any dirt off.
How do you clean it properly?
Wash it gently, then hang it up to dry slowly. And definitely keep it out of direct sunlight while it's drying. Using a specialized cleaner like Bagelos Special Wash is recommended.
Why a special
It's
wall?
formulated to clean hygienically, but also protect and preserve the latex itself, preventing it from degrading over time. Helps it last much longer.
So really, the big takeaway from this whole deep dive is prioritize your comfort, your well-being. Listen to your body, especially in the heat.
100%. If you feel too hot, uncomfortable, take a break. Change it out.
Which is why maybe something like the Brando vest from Libidex is cool. You can pair it easily with cotton shorts, get that latex look, but with options for comfort.
Exactly. Smart choices.
So, okay, so quick recap then. We looked at strategic outfits, less is more, ventilation, mixing fabrics, crucial hydration, both drinking water and external cooling, like the wet cloth trick, protecting your latex and yourself from the sun.
Right. Practical tips for comfort, too. Dressing aids, fans, managing your hair.
And finally, that essential aftercare to keep your gear in top shape. All stuff that helps you rock any style, you know, whether it's cutting edge or something classic like the retro vibes bikini set from Maggie DeLena Latex.
Yeah, it covers a lot. And thinking about all this, it kind of raises an interesting question for you, the listener, doesn't it?
Oh. What's that?
Well, how can understanding the specific demands of one material like latex in summer maybe change how you approach comfort and care in other parts of your life? Totally unrelated areas, maybe.
Interesting.
Think about it. Applying these ideas of planning ahead, being aware of conditions, proper maintenance, could that extend beyond just fashion? to maybe how you prepare for exercise or set up your workspace or even just tackle daily problems. It's about that mindful approach, isn't it?
That is a fascinating thought. Definitely something to mull over. Okay, that's all for this deep dive. We hope you found it useful.
Yeah, keep exploring.
Absolutely. Continue your own deep dives. Until next time.